As we get started this morning, I am going to take about 10 minutes, and I'm going to talk as your pastor with a heart burden for what the Lord is saying and doing in our country right now. This isn't part of the message, so y'all get to give me more time later, right? A prophetic word has come forward in the church just last week. It is crucial for us to have a listening heart to hear the Lord and to obey the Lord. I am derelict as your pastor if I don't bring you that expression that I believe mostly, probably right there, is something that Jesus is saying to the body of Christ in America. Now, if we discover that the word was wrong, we will be guilty of one thing: preparing even more and staying closer to Jesus even more. I am willing to take that risk. Anybody else?
Yes.
As for me, I get as close to Him as I possibly can. That's what Psalm 73 says, and the Scripture says, and Pastor Sherry's favorite verse, we quote it all the time around here. So I am willing to have some say, oh, well, maybe not. The issue is not fear, although we fear the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom. The issue is not fear. The issue is not looking at the ways of man and trembling. The issue is us looking God face to face and trembling before Him in our own responsiveness before Him for our country. And as you know, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people will seek my face, humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear their land, or I'll hear their prayer and heal their land. How many want that to happen in America?
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Political persuasion party has nothing to do with that. What it does have to do with is righteousness and a country's response before the Lord. How many remember the name David Wilkerson? All right, David Wilkerson, the cross and the switchblade. Some of you have been around long enough to remember the cross and the switchblade. Back in the late 60s, Pat Boone played David Wilkerson in a movie that was made of it. And anyway, I can't remember the other actors. The most important thing, though, a lot of people were introduced to the Lord through the movie, but he was a man who was led by the Lord to go to New York. He's a respected pastor, a best-selling author, and a founder of a major ministry to teens, Teen Challenge. Some of you may have heard of Teen Challenge. And he has gotten a vision and a word from the Lord. Now, let me just give you a little bit more of his background. Let me tell you a story. And then I'm going to go over on an overhead excerpts from that prophetic word that he believes the Lord has given to him. Wilkerson is the pastor, the founding pastor of Times Square Church in New York City, where he launched his ministry to gang members and drug addicts in 1958. Currently, he is still serving the Lord vibrantly, vitally, and serves as a mentor to other pastors, travels the world in conferences for other Christian ministries. Again, Teen Challenge is a nationwide ministry now, not just New York, to reach out to people who have life-controlling addictions and habits. And it's grown to include 173 residential programs, numerous evangelism outreach centers in the United States, 241 centers in 77 other countries. And the recovery rate for people who come to Teen Challenges, for people who turn away from their addictions and surrender their life to the Lord and are filled with the Holy Spirit, the recovery rate is an amazing 86% success rate. You will not find that paralleled in government programs. It takes the Holy Spirit to change a heart. Anybody say amen?
Amen.
It takes the Holy Spirit, folks. The story, again, of the cross and the switchblade was his first 5 years in ministry, and he authored that in 1963. Another commentary from someone, there's an internet site called World Net Daily, and the author of this particular article, after the prophetic word was there, made some comments that I think it's good for us to hear as well. This is, listen carefully to this. I don't want to waste your time. I want you to hear what God is saying. We want to hear what God is saying. This guy says when he was a kid, he read about Dave Wilkerson and he knew about his ministry. But most people, like this author, don't know what the Lord did in David Wilkerson's ministry just 8 years ago. In the fall of 2001, Pastor Wilkerson of Times Square Church in New York City was warned by God that a calamity was coming. For 6 weeks, he felt such an intense burden from the Lord and an enormous heaviness that a critical need for intercession had fallen upon them. And it was so profound that he literally canceled conferences that were scheduled in his church, everything on the church calendar. And you probably know in a large church, you've got to schedule things well in advance. I mean, way in advance, so you can get out the publicity, all the sorts of stuff. But he canceled the missions conferences, the youth events. He canceled every single guest speaker. For 6 weeks, there wasn't a sermon in the church. Instead, every single Sunday morning service, every service for 6 weeks, was filled with intercession for our nation, with weeping and repentance. They knew something was coming and something was bad, and that something was soon. They prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed. And then one moment, Pastor Wilkerson felt God give him something extremely bizarre to do. God told him, he felt, that he and his church were called to, and with a need, they needed to make sandwiches. Now, I know this sounds silly. Just hang in here with me. I'm talking lots of sandwiches. What for? Who's going to eat them? Who are they for? That part wasn't clear. All they knew is they needed to make sandwiches and obey God anyway, even if it didn't make sense. On the 10th of September, they stayed up all night long making hundreds and hundreds of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. By the morning of September 11th, they had 2,000 sandwiches ready to go. And at 8:46, the first plane hit the World Trade Center. And Times Square Church was ready to feed and minister to workers and victims of our nation's worst attack. What I'm telling you is there is credence to the man's life and ministry. Isn't that amazing? How would you like, I mean, we can look in hindsight. We can say, oh boy, yeah, sure, September 10th, I get that. Boy, that was ready for September 11th. He had no idea September 11th was coming outside of another day. Can you imagine keeping your team up? Okay, gang, make those sandwiches. Excuse me? Just keep making sandwiches. By the Spirit of the Lord. The credibility is there for a man who listens to God. 1 week ago, the Lord gave him a prophetic burden. And I'm going to read it to you as it's been announced to the body of Christ. And I think it's something I would be derelict as your pastor to not bring this to us as a congregation. The issue isn't fear, but faith and response and obedience. Someone say amen. In an urgent message dated March 7, 2009, can you see that? Okay. Dated March 7, 2009, Wilkerson said, an earth-shattering calamity is about to happen. It's going to be so frightening, we are all going to tremble, even the godliest among us. For 10 years, I've been warning about 1,000 fires coming to New York City. It will engulf the whole megaplex, including areas of New Jersey and Connecticut. Major cities all across America will experience riots and blazing fires, such as we saw in Watts and Los Angeles years ago. There'll be riots and fires in cities worldwide. There'll be looting, including Times Square, New York City. What we're experiencing now is not a recession, not even a depression. We are under God's wrath. Church, I will confess to you that I believe that. I believe we have turned against God and turned against God and turned against God. And I believe we are seeing the fruit of the judgment of God in our nation. I am not a doomsdayer. I like to tell jokes with the best of them. But I do believe that our heart has to have been in preparation, even more so. And I believe we are experiencing the hand of judgment in our country. God is not the author of confusion, but confusion is loosed in our land. We are under God's wrath. In Psalm 11, it is written, God is judging the raging sins of America and the nations. He is destroying the secular foundations. Somehow I left off what was in Psalm 11, because that's not the word of Psalm 11. But there's judgment that's discussed and declared. He is destroying the secular foundations. The prophet Jeremiah pleaded with wicked Israel, God is fashioning a calamity against you and devising a plan against you. Oh, turn back, each of you, from your evil way. Reform your ways and deeds. But they will say, it's hopeless, for we are going to follow... We are going to follow our own plans, and each of us will act according to the stubbornness of his own evil heart. Jeremiah 18:11-12. In Psalm 11, verse 6, here we go. David warns, upon the wicked he will rain snares, or coals of fire. Fires, burning wind, will be the portion of their cup. Why? David answered, because the Lord is righteous. This is a righteous judgment, just as the judgments of Sodom and in Noah's generation. What shall the righteous do? What about God's people? First, I give you a practical word I receive for my own direction. This is still David Wilkerson. If possible, lay in store a 30-day supply of non-perishable food, toiletries, and other essentials. In major cities, grocery stores are emptied in an hour at the sign of an impending disaster. Now, what you do with that is up to you. My responsibility is simply to bring the word. And some of you, some of us, prepared for Y2K. I still have some tuna fish with a date of 1999 on it. I'm not so sure I want to eat it, but it hasn't popped its top. All right. But listen, what I'm telling you is the Lord impressed a faithful man of God with something very profound, and it would be sin and error for me as your pastor to not be faithful to bring it to you. If God is speaking, we need to be those who say, Lord, I want to listen and respond. Amen? Amen. I will behold our Lord on His throne with His eye of tender, loving kindness, watching over every step I take, trusting that He will deliver His people even through floods, fires, calamities, tests, trials of all kinds. Note, I do not know when these things will come to pass, but I know it's not far off. I have unburdened my soul to you. Do with the message as you choose. As for me, I choose to say, yes, Lord, I will respond and do my best to prepare my own heart, my own family. I'm going to be sending that to members of my own family and others. And I think our place as a church is to say, okay, Lord, we surrender to you. Stay the hand of judgment by your grace and mercy. Release protection upon this land and upon innocent people. Release the hand of mercy and grace and the blood of Jesus to prevail. And God, we cry out together as a congregation, forgive us for our sins in this land. Lord, we take it seriously, and if this is a word to warn us, we respond with a serious response. We love you, Lord. We love our country. Lord, we know you will have your way in the whirlwind and the storm, the Bible says. We know there are enemies who have plotted against us for many, many years, and we have heard that intelligence has gathered data that says it will be multiple strike targets. But, oh Lord, you are the God who protects us. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Protect us, Lord. Forgive the United States of America for turning against you. Have mercy on us as a people. Have mercy on the people of this land. In Jesus' name we pray, and all the people said. Amen. Now, we can fear or we can faith. As for me and my house, let us walk close to Him and have faith. And I'm going to talk this morning in the message about, folks, really, this is our hour. It's got to get darker for the light to shine brighter. And the Church of Jesus Christ is called to bring the answer, the hope, the deliverance for our nation. We can fear, but fear won't do anything but play into the enemy's hands, or we can walk with Jesus. Let me ask you one more time by a show of hands and an amen, how many want to walk with Jesus?
Amen.
How many believe it's a serious day?
Amen.
All right, church, and our opportunities are upon us. Dark days yield opportunities. I was with someone yesterday who came to see me for a secular purpose that I changed hats for, and by grace, was able to lead back into a relationship with Jesus that this person had left many, many years ago. And I believe God is going to give us opportunities for people with whom we work, people with whom we live in our neighborhoods. People all around us need Jesus. And we need to shine the light brighter than ever. Someone say amen.
Amen.
The opportunities for us to respond and for us to declare Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, the Savior and Deliverer. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.